Gender equality is an essential human right and crucial to economic development. The OECD Development Center's Gender, Institutions, and Development database is full of fascinating facts about gender equality and inequality. Dennis Drexler explains the main features and findings of this statistical tool. Dennis, what is the GID database?
The database measures customs and traditions that impact on gender equality. We need the statistics to draw policies that are good for women, good for the whole country. Some countries appear to be doing fine in terms of gender, but it's all on the surface. For example, even if 100% of girls go to primary school, gender equality comes to a dead halt if national custom decrees they have to get married before the age of 16 to older men. In Niger, an incredible 62% of all girls between 15 and 19 have been married at least once, dependent upon their husbands and prevented from taking jobs or going to university. Another example, a school built specifically for girls looks like an important step to improve gender equality. But if cultural practices deem that girls are not allowed to leave the house without male guardians, the school does nothing to improve the status of women.
And how does the GID database measure customs that impact on social inequality?
It looks at family law, so marriage customs or inheritance practices that favor male offspring. It considers women's civil liberties. Women's right to own land and get credit is another category. And it looks at cultural practices such as female circumcision or sex-selective abortions that affect the health status of women. For each of these variables, we established a coding scheme which grades the country from 0, meaning no discrimination, to 1, indicating high discrimination. This information has been standardized for 161 countries to allow cross-country comparisons.
And where do your indicators tell you there is not much gender equality? Where do I not want to live?
Well, to that question, I would say South Asia, parts of Central Africa, and the Middle East. We classified 11 countries as having high inequality in social institutions. They are all situated in the belt that stretches from Mali to Pakistan. And it's not all about poverty. Many rich Middle Eastern countries are in the worst performance category. So economic development does not guarantee gender equality. And it's not all about religion either, compared to Muslim countries. Saudi Arabia restricts women's socioeconomic and political rights drastically. Tunisia, on the other hand, lifted the ban barring women from social and economic activities.
And what are the next steps with the database?
At the Development Center, we want to increase awareness of the importance of social institutions for gender equality. Our data are available free of charge on the OECD Statistics website and on an innovative data platform called swivel.com. We'd like to get feedback from database users and invite people to share with us their stories of discrimination. For more information, visit www.oecd.org/dev/gender.
Dennis Drexler with the OECD's Development Center, thank you very much.